Details are emerging from the officer-involved shooting last week in New Haven that wounded a passenger in a car pursued by Hamden and Yale University police. Detectives investigating the shooting believe there's probable cause to suspect first-degree assault. Connecticut Public Radio's Frankie Graziano has more.
State investigators recently applied for a search and seizure warrant. In an affidavit, detectives asked to examine a 1999 two-door red Honda driven by Paul Witherspoon. It's believed that blood, saliva, bullet casings and fragments, and any other evidence found in that car would support the commission of a first-degree assault. Hamden Police Officer Devin Eaton and Yale Officer Terrence Pollock are being looked at in this phase of the investigation. Michael Dolan represents the driver of the Honda.
There's video evidence that they were firing at my client and his passenger, and there's trace evidence and physical evidence that a car was shot up. It's certainly a very strong case for misconduct, you know, by the police officers, and obviously we'll be holding them responsible, as well as the people who and the entities that were responsible for training them.
The affidavit also gives extensive details about the incident leading up to the shooting, including interviews given by a delivery driver who claims Witherspoon attempted to rob him and a witness who made the 911 call. The officers fired at the car after they'd pulled up to confront Witherspoon and passenger Stephanie Washington. Washington was hit and as a result was transported to a local hospital. The state's attorney's office isn't offering any comment other than to say the investigation continues. Frankie Graziano, Connecticut Public Radio.